Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 32. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. When we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. No one should come to the supper without knowing the words of Christ's institution by heart. That isn't a rule or a memory assignment for you. It's simply that no one should eat his supper without knowing what it is. You don't come born with this knowledge. You have received it, just like St. Paul did. It is the Lord's supper. It's not mine, and it's not yours either. What Jesus gives, what the pastor holds in his hand, what you eat and drink, is not ordinary bread and wine. And how would you know this? Jesus' own words tell you. This bread is my body. The contents of this cup is my blood. What Jesus says sounds impossible. To make such an identification that the bread is his body, that the wine is his blood. I agree with you that it is impossible to understand or imagine this. It is not, however, impossible to believe this. What Jesus says and does here is truly supernatural. It is beyond nature and reason. Supernatural means that we can't discover it by observing it. It is not of this world. But supernatural does not mean fake or magical or made up. This claim is believable because the one who says these words is believable. This is a statement of the very God who created out of nothing by his word, who healed the sick by his word, who, just as he said, rose from the dead. The true and bodily presence of Christ in the supper is no more unbelievable than any of these. The only question is whether our reason will get in the way of the Lord's words or whether we will let his words stand even while we remain amazed. If you cannot believe the Lord's word here at the Lord's Supper, why believe it anywhere else? The Lord says so. That's why it is. Jesus says, bread is body, wine is blood, and his word accomplishes that fact. At the same time, his words also tell us what is to be done with it, to eat it and to drink it, and what it is given for, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. And if you believe these words, you have received exactly what they say. Your sins are forgiven when you eat this body and drink this blood. That's why you want to know these words. And they also show us who should come to the Lord's Supper, how they should come, and why. The Lord's Supper is for those who know their sins. They come to be forgiven. It's for those who know their sins, those who repent of their sins, those who want to be free of their sins. They come agreeing with the Lord's word when it accuses them, also when it comforts them. And thus, they receive every benefit of life and salvation in this eating and drinking. Now, what would happen, though, if someone who did not know or believe these words came? What if they imagined that they were not a sinner? Or what if they were impenitent, holding on to their sin and living in it? What if they didn't want to be free of it? Or what if they thought that this was only bread and wine to swill on like the Corinthians did? What would they eat and drink? Well, be careful, because the answer to this question is very revealing. Many would say, well, if you have no faith, then you only eat bread and wine. You can't have Jesus without faith, right? Jesus wouldn't give himself to unbelievers, would he? But if you say that, then you actually have forgotten Jesus' words already. What was it that could cause bread and wine to be the body and blood of Jesus? Not just any old human's person's words or actions, but God's words himself. Therefore, also, it can't be caused by your act of believing or your act of eating either. It is Jesus' words. It's not your faith. It's Jesus' words that make his supper what it is, what he says it is, that make the bread body and the wine blood. Just like all the Lord's doings, he does them whether you believe it or not. An unbeliever who would eat the consecrated bread would eat the body of Christ. The unworthy, impenitent, or unbelieving person who would drink the cup would drink the blood of Christ. Their faith didn't make Jesus present there. Their faith also isn't going to absent him either. And that is shown in today's scripture, which answers our what if. What would happen if they did not know or believe? Well, not nothing. The Lord's Supper is not no harm, no foul. Instead, today we have a very direct warning from Christ's apostles. Whoever eats and drinks in an unworthy manner is guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Literally, the text says they are guilty of or guilty against the body and the blood. So it says likewise that anyone who eats and drinks without discerning that body eats and drinks judgment on himself. The unbelieving or the unworthy communicant most certainly get something. They get the body and the blood of Christ, except they do not receive it to their benefit. They do not receive the forgiveness of sins, and more, they dare to encounter God in some way on their own terms, according to their own understanding, maybe, or their own words, whether that's out of ignorance or malice, whether that's out of carelessness or defiance. The scripture warns that such a person receives judgment, condemnation, and guilt through this. That's the opposite of what his words say it's given for, though, for forgiveness. What the sacrament is for, thank God, is the forgiveness of your sins. To deliver everything that Jesus' passion finished to us right here and right now. It is a means of grace. It is a sign of his favor toward us. It's a testament bequeathing his eternal life and his kingdom to you. Therefore, everyone should hear, should know, should believe, and should love these words and the sacrament that it delivers. And they should come to eat and to drink it rightly. For whoever believes these words has exactly what they say, both the true body and blood of Christ and the forgiveness of sins that they bestow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.